This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted by a New York City grand jury, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The charges in the indictment against Donald Trump remain under seal, but stem from the investigation into hush money paid to porn actor Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says prosecutors have reached out to coordinate a surrender, while defense attorney Joseph Tacopina says Trump is likely to turn himself in on Tuesday. Sources told the Associated Press Trump's lawyers claim the Secret Service needs more time to make security preparations. Reaction to the indictment came swiftly. On social media, Trump said corrupt Democrat prosecutors from Democrat-run cities are not going to choose the Republican nominee or the next president. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukraine marked on Friday the anniversary of Bucha recapture after 33 days of occupation. Ukrainian forces took back control of the small towns of Bucha and Irpin to the northwest of Kyiv in late March last year as Russian invasion forces abandoned an attempt to seize the capital.
Russian evil.
Quote, Russian evil will collapse right here in Ukraine and will never be able to rise again. Humanity will prevail, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said. International investigators are now collecting evidence in those towns and other places where Ukraine says Russian troops committed large-scale atrocities. Russia denies the allegations. The Vatican says Pope Francis is expected to be discharged on Saturday from the Rome hospital where he's being treated for bronchitis. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said in a written statement on Friday that the Pope's recovery has been, quote, normal, and that he ate pizza for dinner on Thursday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. As Ethiopia's civil war comes to an end, along with a communications blackout in the Tigray region, the Red Cross is helping refugee families who fled to Sudan find relatives who were unable to escape the conflict. For VOA, Henry Wilkins reports.
In Khartoum, a long-established community of expatriates from Ethiopia's Tigray region is seeing new arrivals, refugees who fled the two-year-long war in Tigray. Even though it ended with a peace agreement in November, some still trickle in from the refugee camps close to Ethiopia's border. Both sides in Ethiopia's conflicts have been accused of crimes against humanity, but the extent of the ethnic cleansing, which is alleged to have taken place in Tigray, is not yet known. Journalists and human rights investigators have not been given access to the region by Ethiopian authorities. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
Funeral arrangements have been made for the six victims in Monday's school shooting in Nashville, the U.S. southern state of Tennessee's largest city. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Three children and three adults. Individual services for the children are being held today and through the weekend. A service for substitute teacher Cynthia Peake is on Saturday. Mourners will pay their respects to the head of the school, Catherine Kuntz, during a visitation on Tuesday with a service the following day. And the funeral for custodian Mike Hill is Tuesday morning. The children were each 9 years old. They've been identified as Evelyn Dickhouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. government is suing train operator Norfolk Southern over a derailment last month. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Department of Justice says it's seeking to hold the company accountable for, quote, unlawfully polluting the nation's waterways and to ensure it pays the full cost of the environmental cleanup. The derailment in early February led to the evacuation of half of the 5,000 residents of East Palestine when responders intentionally burned toxic chemicals in some of the derailed cars to prevent an uncontrolled explosion. Those chemicals, along with firefighting foam, seeped into creeks and rivers near the village, although government tests have not found dangerous levels of chemicals in the air or water in the area. I'm Shelley Adler.
11 people were killed in a stampede during the distribution of food in the southern Pakistani city of Karachi on Friday, a health official said. One of several such incidents in recent weeks as the country's economic crisis bites. The dead include 5 women and 3 children, police said, while 5 other people were hospitalized following the incident, which occurred at a charity-run distribution site set up at a local factory. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA